Well, you know, when you go into confession, I know that's the colloquial term for it. It's the sacrament of reconciliation. I know that. But you go to confession. And if you're like me, sometimes you wrestle with, well, I want to be honest. I want to tell him what kinds of sins I do, but I don't want to underplay it, and I don't want to overplay it. You know, those of us on the scrupulous side of things can overplay it. And you got to be careful you don't make excuses. You can't say things like, well, I lost my temper with my children, but they can be so frustrating. They can just be so frustrating. See, you kind of deflect it off of yourself and put it onto the other person whose fault it is. Well, I don't want to say I've been looking for reasons for my sinfulness. But I got one here. This is a great help. This came from Heart Health, iVillage. It's a thing you can get on the internet. It says here, study. Too little sleep makes tough moral decisions tougher. All right. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's why I can act like a jerk sometimes. My lack of sleep. Hey, you know how there's people in your life that have children who are always needing a nap? You notice that? The kid's acting obnoxious and difficult and abrasive and unpleasant, and the parent's discipline approach is, oh, he's tired. He didn't get his nap today. Oh, yes, he's cranky. I got some parents I know, their kids have been tired for 17 years. So if the kids can use it, why can't we use it? All right. Guy named William Kilgore, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research. Our results simply suggest that when sleep deprived, individuals tend to be slower in their deliberations about moral personal dilemmas relative to other types of dilemmas. They don't say what other types of dilemmas. Maybe, should I buy a Corvette or should I buy a Lexus? Of course, some might say that's a moral dilemma. Previous research has found that sleep deprivation can harm a person's physical health and emotional well-being. I'll tell you what the research says. When you're sleep deprived, first thing that happens, you get a little less aware, okay, a little more spacey, and definitely you feel fatigued. But interestingly enough, you can lose one night's sleep, one full night of sleep, and not really function any less, believe it or not. You feel much less. You feel terrible. But in terms of actual performance, believe it or not, when they have done studies of people who have not slept a whole night and compared their performance on certain tasks to their performance on those tasks when they're well-rested or to the performance on people who are well-rested on those tasks, no differences or very slight. Now, one might make the argument that, well, the only reason they're very slight is because the tasks are very straightforward. You know, you got to remember seven numbers in a row, or you got to identify three colors and which one doesn't fit. Not the complex stuff of getting along with people. And there may be some truth to that. It's hard to measure the more complex things. Nevertheless, this study said 26 healthy adults were asked to judge the appropriateness of responses to three types of moral dilemmas. I love to know what those moral dilemmas were. Absolutely love it. I got a feeling that most of us who try to follow our Lord, a Judeo-Christian moral system, would not think they're dilemmas. Probably something like, a 15-year-old girl is pregnant and she is trying to decide whether or not to get an abortion. Therefore, should you drive her to the clinic or not? You are personally opposed to abortion. Should you drive her? I'm sure that's the kind of stuff it is. Now, we wouldn't consider that a moral dilemma. We'd consider that pretty morally clear-cut. Nevertheless, they had the subjects judge these dilemmas while they were fully rested, and then after they'd been awake for 53 hours. When sleep-deprived, the participants took much longer to respond to the dilemmas, suggesting that it was more difficult for them to decide on a course of action compared when they were fully rested. Now, I would say, well, that may, I don't know if it means that. Could it not mean I'm just sluggish overall? More sluggish completely. Well, anyway, here's the final conclusion, which I think is fair and appropriate. The findings do not indicate that sleep deprivation actually lowers a person's moral compass. In other words, you don't get less moral because you've lacked sleep. So any of you who want to use that as an excuse when you go to confession, don't do it. You can't. You don't have the study for it. Just like that one joke, who was it? Bill Maher. Sometimes he can get pretty disrespectful, but he said that he was raised by a Catholic and a Jewish parent. So when he went to confession, he took his attorney. And you know my attorney, Mr. Cohen. Findings don't indicate sleep deprivation actually lowers a person's moral compass. So you can't say, I'm tired, that's why I'm being immoral and rotten and unpleasant. I guess that excuse dies out when you're a kid. I want to tell some parents it should die out by the time the kid's about two and a half. They shouldn't still be using it when he's 24. Yeah, I know he was really disrespectful and surly to me, but he's tired. He's tired. He had to get up at 11 o'clock. Yeah, he worked 2 hours yesterday. Hey, that's the excuse I'm going to use. This program airs at 12 o'clock Eastern Time. I got to get up at very close to the crack of noon to get in here. You people have no compassion. I'm Dr. A. I'm a saint, but I can't say it, because then that would mean I'm not. I have to think I'm not a saint to be a saint. It's kind of along with humility. 877-ROME-777, on call with Dr. Ray and friends. You be my friends. Won't you be my friends?